Passions ran high during Tallahassee's Women's Day celebration as women's rights lobbyist Barbara Devane gestured to the Florida Capitol building behind her.
And it's our job to educate, motivate, activate, agitate, and eliminate the assholes up here who are trying to keep women down.
Devane talked about several bills filed this session. She's opposed to ones that would limit a woman's right to choose abortion, and she's also against a proposed alimony overhaul. On the other hand, she supports equal pay for women and ratifying the federal Equal Rights Amendment, which would guarantee no law could discriminate against women. Florida is one of 15 states not to have ratified the amendment since it was introduced in 1923. Three more states are needed to ratify it for it to be added to the U.S. Constitution. Devane called on people to contact their state representatives.
So it is up to us to rise up and call, email, go get in their faces, and demand that they hear these bills in committee.
Bread and Roses, an anthem from the early days of the women's rights movement, echoed across the Capitol lawn. Bread signified earning power. Roses were for quality of life. Women's Day was first celebrated in the U.S. in 1909 to honor New York garment workers going on strike to protest unsafe working conditions. And a century later,
today our voice goes out into the ether along with every voice of every women's gathering around the globe. And we are one. We are in solidarity, and we will continue to press the mark, push the boundaries, and make progress.
That's Della Fanastock, president of the Tallahassee chapter of the National Organization for Women. She says Women's Day is a time to reflect on the places where women are much worse off than they are in Florida.
Today we're going to recognize, as privileged people in this country, that around the world there are 600 million women that live in countries where domestic violence is not even a crime.
And Melanie Andrade, who does community outreach for a group called the Dream Defenders at Florida A&M University, read a speech from the 1851 Women's Rights Convention delivered by former slave Sojourner Truth.
He says women can't have as much rights as men because Christ wasn't a woman. Where did your Christ come from? Where did your Christ come from?
Women continue trailing behind men in holding elected office. In Florida, although women make up about half the population, only 25% of state lawmakers are female. According to the Center for American Women in Politics, Florida is ahead of half of all states for the proportion of women in the state house. Colorado ranks number one with 41%. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.